This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're On with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Bachelor in Paradise, Chris Randone and Crystal Nielsen. How are you guys?
What's going on, man? Doing good.
And we have special guests, your two little doggies, a couple of papillons. What are their names?
Wayne and Chucky.
Wayne and Chucky?
Yes.
Did you have these dogs prior to getting together, or did you get them together?
I have them.
You had them. They're both your dogs.
Both mine.
Wow, there's a lot of responsibility.
It is. It's a lot.
Well, you're ready for responsibility because you got engaged recently, so yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So let me ask you this. Did you go into it with intentions of trying to find the one, quote unquote, or just more of an attitude like, you know what, I'm going to have fun and kind of see what happens, and then it just turned into something?
Definitely have fun.
Yeah.
There was no way I thought I would end up in a position of, first off, dating someone there for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And then actually coming to the decision at the end of getting down on one knee.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy part. And I think that's kind of translates into us being open-minded to the opportunity and just really just not even thinking when we went in there. But
how'd you feel about popping the question on TV?
I felt really confident, believe it or not. That
okay.
day where we decided what we were going to do, I was there and I was like, I have no reservations right now. And that's how I knew for sure that I was making the right decision.
And Crystal, did you have any idea who was going to propose?
In the fantasy suite, he kind of grabbed me and told me that he wanted me to know if he was going to propose, that he was doing it.
He threw a hypothetical.
I put some feelers out there. I had to.
If I propose, like, I want you to know I'm doing it for me because I believe in this relationship, not for any other reason.
Well, that's good.
It was good. I was nervous and I was scared because, you know, going into Paradise, I honestly was like, I'm probably going to go home on night one, like no expectations.
Yeah.
Because I went into The Bachelor with a lot of expectations, right? I was like, I'm going all the way. And it totally backfired. So I was like, you know what? Second time around, I'm just going to have fun. I really don't think I'm going to meet anyone. And it was just like the night after our first kiss, I remember just waking up and something in me just totally shifted. And like Paradise for us was like, it was a huge transformation, I think, for us in our relationship, but also as individuals and really opening our eyes to finding someone just, you know, that we resonated with. So it was a really amazing experience.
It's fascinating how when you're not looking and you just kind of let that energy out there and you know, let life take its course, it happens that way. So congratulations.
Really,
that's cool. I want to ask about wedding plans in a sec, but first, what's up with all that Annalise drama from the reunion?
Oh my God.
Dang.
I mean, to be honest with you, she is still in love with the guy. I mean, yeah, she is. This is the thing, is I love Annalise. She's an amazing woman. She wants to be married so bad that she's looking past the fact that she likes the idea of Camille, but she doesn't actually in love with Camille, if that makes sense. I mean, that's kind of where I see it. She just wants to be married and she's rushing it and trying to really whatever comes her way, but she just needs to let it happen. Hmm. Soak it in. Just let love find her, not her find love.
We actually really want Annalise and Benoit to connect because I think that totally missed and could actually be a big thing because I feel like
they both want it so
they
bad.
They both really want it.
Right. They need to link up.
Can we please make this happen? Like, please.
Dang. Well, let's hope the batch of gods figure that out soon. So did you know a lot about the other castmates going in, or were you familiar with them or know any of them by chance?
Well, I knew the girls from my season. I had no idea who the guys were. I didn't even see Bachelorette premiere. And because there was only one episode that had aired, all I was going on was the headshots.
Worst headshot in history of ABC. I'm so sorry. It's just not appealing.
That's no one has a good headshot.
Yeah,
nobody has a good headshot.
And Crystal, you were, I guess, kind of portrayed as a villain in your season with Ari, right?
Was I?
Well, was that fair? I mean, I guess people like to depict certain things, right? Did it have an effect on how you sort of behaved in front of the camera this time around?
Yeah, I would say, well, coming out of that made me really, I felt like I was just very misunderstood. And there was a lot of things with Ari that I was very open in speaking about, and it kind of looked like I was talking about the girls. And so I was very nervous kind of going in, just that, I mean, my whole intention was just to be open and honest, and it kind of backfired on me. So of course I went into Paradise just afraid, like, what if I get ostracized and I don't get along with the girls, which is so not who I am. But I just kind of had to look over that fear and just be me.
Well, worked out.
It worked out.
And, and Chris, the show kind of made it look like you were all in on Tia, right? And a few hours later, you're kissing Crystal.
Yeah.
So change of heart. What was the real story behind it?
The whole Colton and Tia situation was so hard for me to stick with Tia. And the reason why I say that is because there was a talk that you guys saw when we were on a daybed. And when I told her, listen, I'm all in and I'm focused on you because we had a great date and might as well focus on that for the time being. However, I did have some great conversations with Crystal up until that point that weren't shown. Mm-hmm. And it was in that moment where 5 minutes later, after our Tia and I had spoken, she was on the beach with Colton yet again, feeding him grapes, kissing him. And it was in that, and in that moment when I saw that, I said, you know what? I'm out. I'm checked out and I'm going to go after what I want and just followed my heart and never looked back after that moment.
Yeah,
so
sometimes all you need is that one moment.
That's it. It was a sign to just tell me, hey, go with your heart and what you're feeling is the right feeling.
And then an hour later, I came over to the daybed and, you know, we really connected.
Yeah.
Was that the moment when you felt there was some chemistry between you guys?
Totally. I think in the pool.
Well, for Crystal, apparently.
We had felt chemistry.
There was a lot of chemistry building up until that first kiss. There was a lot of great conversations in the pool. There was a lot of depth and we connected in many ways, which kind of led to us gravitating to one another after that whole Tia and Colton situation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would you be open to having your wedding televised?
I mean, honestly, it's Crystal's world. I'm just living in it. So if
you're already getting good marriage material right there.
What, I mean, what my baby wants, I'm supportive. So I'll support her every step of the way.
He's such a keeper.
Spoken like a true married man right there.
I'm learning.
What do you think about Colton as far as the next Bachelor? Good choice?
I think it's a good choice because he's multidimensional when it comes to the eye of the viewer. He brings good controversy and he brings bad controversy. So I think for everyone as viewers,
what's his good controversy and bad controversy?
I think the good controversy is he's a good looking man, virgin, very pure.
What is that? Is that a spiritual thing? Is he not a spiritual thing?
Not at all. And definitely not religious. It's just that he says he hasn't found someone that he connected with.
Oh, it's not. So it's not like a Tim Tebow thing.
No, I'm really tripping.
No.
But you know, okay. I can relate to him in regards to that, not being a virgin, but to the fact of being intimate with a woman is more emotional. And so if he is focused on that and he wants to wait for someone where it's actually going to be memorable and something that's meaningful, I respect him for that and commend him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the bad controversy?
I think the bad controversy is Tia. I think it also is him not taking certain situations seriously because he's always smiling in very serious moments. And also the virgin thing is also very controversial. What happens when the fantasy suites come and what happens when he has to kiss a bunch of these women?
Right.
Will he be able to give them his all? You know, seeing that kind of translates into he has the good side, the bad side, and he can give you all different types of emotions. So well-rounded when it comes to picking a Bachelor contestant for someone to be the actual lead.
Yeah, we are excited to watch. Yeah. You know, we support, we're, you know, Team Colton. We really hope he finds someone special and we will definitely be watching with Wayne and Jackie.
What if it was all a ruse and the season comes and you just start smashing out everyone?
That
would be epic. I'm rooting for that.
He loses the card on the show.
All right, before I let you guys go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Yeah.
Go-to karaoke song.
I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman by Britney Spears.
Ooh.
NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Come on. Oh, really? Made for each other. Last show you binge watched.
The Bachelor, Very Cavalier.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Brad Pitt.
Topanga or Lizzie McGuire?
Topanga.
People say I actually look like Topanga.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
Changed it to Topanga?
No. People tell me I look like Topanga.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I can see a little similarity.
Go to late night snack.
Halo Top ice cream, chocolate flavored with coconut flakes, cacao nibs, and almond butter.
That sounds good.
Fantastic.
I'm going to say a nice bowl of cereal with a scoop of almond butter in it.
Scoop of almond butter?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
Oof.
I would want to be Paris Hilton's dogs, one of her dogs.
That's a good life.
I feel like it would be a very good life.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
I like
Chucky.
I like the specificity.
I would say Abu from Aladdin. because that monkey, he just, right? He was living the dream.
All right, you took the animated
And he was
route.
A little
That's
sneaky,
cool.
a little mischievous, right? Kind of represents me.
Well, congrats again.
Thank you.
On the engagement.
Thank you so much.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Chris Randone and at Coach Crystal _. What do you coach?
Fitness.
You coach fitness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What type of workouts?
High intensity interval training.
Oh, so just a whole. Oh, okay.
Yeah, compound.
Okay. Don't want to mess with
you. Yeah, I will hook you up.
Okay, you hook me up. I need it right now. So I'm a little hobbled, but thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
On with Mario Lopez.